Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey you, I'm Dan Wootton and this is my podcast. It's a really special edition today from Cannes. So I was there last week sitting down with Kylie Minogue, who you probably know by now is one of my favourite pop stars of all time. But what was so great is that this is Kylie's first interview since she turned 50. And she just happens to have got a new man as well, because of course she was a guest on the podcast earlier in the year, but you are going to see such a difference from the Aussie pop legend. She's happy, she's feeling positive, and I have to say, maybe it was just to do with the fact that we were in 29 degree weather in a beautiful chateau in Cannes, and I felt that life had got pretty good at that moment. Stay tuned though, because after the interview, I'm going to give my reaction to our very controversial podcast, our last podcast with Gemma Collins, the GC. You're going to want to know all of the reaction about that sex tape claim. Make sure you subscribe as well, because you can listen to our previous guests like Gary Barlow, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith. They're all there for free in our back catalogue. But now let's go to a very beautiful sunny Cannes with Kylie. Kylie Minogue, welcome to Cannes.
Thank you.
It's pretty
Everyone
amazing.
Everyone is shining, glowing. It's like, it's not the worst day at work, is it?
Parties are something that I guess you've got pretty familiar with.
Oh yeah, my 50th birthday was so beautiful and so, I don't really do parties yeah. And I especially don't do big parties. It's too stressful and I just like to keep it small and easy. I think we spoke about this last time. But no, it's my 50th, so we decided to go for it. The surprises were amazing. Great music, great people, great cocktails. Not that I got to have one because I was too busy talking, hugging, and you know, barely got a glass to my lips. But I got so many messages afterwards of people beyond saying, you know, thanks for the party. They just said, if we could bottle that atmosphere, there's just love and friendship and joy. And it was really amazing.
What was the surprise that stunned you most?
Well, it was kind of in three sections of surprises. One was video messages. And there was some epic ones. I mean, some just amazing people. The ones that really got me start off were my sister and my brother about halfway through. And I'm thinking, don't go, don't go, don't go. Dolly Parton.
Wow.
I screamed. I have no idea what she said because I was screaming and swearing in the other direction, going, Dolly! And then I would have thought, well, that's it. Finished with a message from the Muppets. So I was just, well, that's got to be the surprise is done then. And then James Rain, who's this Aussie icon, did a cover of Can't Get You Out of My Head and his uber famous song from the 80s, Reckless, which I know he doesn't like singing, so he did that for me. Yeah, so that was the start of it. And when Rick Astley jumped on stage and then Jake Shears put a fork in me, I'm done. It was brilliant.
And everyone was very excited, Kylie, about the Mini Neighbours reunion with Guy Pearce, Jason Donovan. I mean, when would have been the last time that you three were in a room together?
I actually have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there were people from so far in my past. It's unbelievable.
But no Plain Jane, because she was too busy filming Neighbours.
Yeah, no Plain Jane. But No, so much happened. I think I was on cloud nine for an entire week.
And tell me, because obviously you have to make a decision that you're going to celebrate a big birthday and you went all out. You know, the world hasn't caved in, nothing's massively changed, but do you feel at all different now that you are 5-0?
I do, because I've been, it feels like through the this album campaign, it's been looming and it's been linked in with Golden and everything, so it's always been just in front of me and now it's done. And like I say, I honestly couldn't have had a more lovely night. Actually, only would have been lovely if my family were there. They couldn't make it, but there were so many people who were like family to me, and so I felt like they were there.
I mean, can I say you feel more content?
Yeah, my decision making's a little more. I'm a great procrastinator. As a Gemini, I'm like, well, definitely this, but maybe that. What about the other side? And I do feel just around this period, yes, I'm more content. Some things just start to make sense. I mean, you accept it or you don't. And I think the best way is to accept it with open arms. And I say yes or no much quicker than I used to.
That is a very good thing.
Which is probably good for everyone else as well.
And then the other big event that took place in the UK around the same time was, of course, the wedding between Prince Harry.
I'm glad that wasn't the same weekend.
Exactly, it may have stolen your thunder just slightly. What did you think? And because your comments made such headlines about potentially not walking down the aisle again, I just wonder if that wedding changed your mind.
No, I love a wedding. No, I love a wedding. Of course I do. So I thought it was stunning. I mean, I had bunting up, I had the works, I really got into it and I loved it, I thought it was beautiful.
So I have to say, even for me watching that wedding, and I've always been someone, I've never thought I'd get married, but you know, you watch and you just sort of get a bit taken away, don't you, and the whole idea.
And that's beautiful and it's such a huge event. Everything was considered and it seemed like it was considered really well with a great outcome. Also, I love, you know, a far more lo-fi wedding, you know, buy the hat, attend. Yeah, it just, you know, it makes you, it's a lovely thing. Yeah. If it's the right thing, it's a lovely thing.
Were you surprised by how international your comments went about the fact that you personally might not want to get married one day?
Yeah, a little, because to me that's perfectly, like, well, I might not. I think a lot was focused on, I mean, I did say maybe it's not for me, but the other half of the sentence is maybe, I don't know. It wasn't in that last scenario, but who knows? I don't know. The thing I've said for years and years, and even when I was probably doing press at 21 years old, I said, I think I'll have a family. I don't know if I'll ever get married, though. Weird. I've done neither.
But of course, there is a new man in your world, in your life. Has that been part of making you happier?
I'm so happy to have to be back on terra firma in that sense. Life's, I won't say a little bit, I'll say a lot better. Life's great. And that's, take that as you wish.
And obviously there was another big reason for you to celebrate, because last time we met, you were about to release Golden, an album that you of course were very proud of. Yeah. But Kylie, you know, the greatest showman in the UK has been stopping huge names now get to the top of the charts. But you went to number one, put it there.
I lost my mind. It was only once it happened. You know when there's the murmuring of it, and I was thinking, nobody say it, don't say it, don't say it. Until, even when someone said, that's it, you're number one, I was like, are you sure? Are you really sure? And then I was totally elated, relieved, and the kind of, I don't know, the gravity of and the importance of it started to hit me, that it could have been a different story if I'd done things differently.
And you took a big risk with this album, and you know how much I love it. You've fused the bit of Nashville influence in with real pure Kylie pop, but you know, this was something that could have gone wrong in terms of your chart position. You know,
well,
you were doing something very new.
If it had, I would find it really hard to imagine going to the next album.
And especially because you were so open and honest in the lyrics, which is something we spoke about. But the reaction, you must be delighted with, because I've seen how people have really bought into the messages that you have been talking about.
You've hit the nail on the head. I'm so delighted because it's a different reaction to, great, top tune kind of thing. Yeah. But people really relating to the lyrics and appreciating them and letting me know how they work for their life and their story. So I'm so touched by that. Really, it's amazing.
And how exciting is it for you to now get to start performing these songs?
Oh yeah, it's, we did the Underplay show, so the album launch, and I'm sure we spoke about this last time, how exciting it was to bring the songs to life and just have, it's the first time I've had three guitarists, two on one side, bass on another, and just the feeling, like the togetherness of this band is, I honestly, I feel like the luckiest girl. It's pure joy.
And will there be plans to go on the road on a bigger sense?
Yeah, we're touring in September.
Amazing.
So the trickiest part, or the toughest part of that has been the set list. We've already had a little argy-bargy about the set list tonight.
We have Kylie is not performing I Believe in You Tonight, which was on the set list originally, and I'm devastated.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say, I'm not going
to make
excuses.
Some tough choices in life.
Yeah.
And that's one of them.
Well,
for
you know, this crowd, I think they're not going to want to slow down.
No.
So.
Absolutely not. Now, a couple of random ones. Someone was saying to me before the interview, why has Kylie never represented either the UK or Australia for Eurovision? Have you ever considered it, Kylie? And if so, which country would you choose?
Oh my God. It would have to be Australia. It would have to be. Sorry.
Damn it. We need all the help we can get, my goodness.
But I couldn't do it. The pressure would be too great. I really couldn't.
Don't do it.
Especially
if you're doing it for Australia, please don't. And then also, of course, the other day you were at a very important NHS event where you came into contact again with Prince William. Firstly, how was that? And tell me, because again, turning 50, you've spoken about the NHS, what they did for you in terms of the time when you were battling breast cancer. So I presume it's something that you really wanted to support.
Yeah, and I just stopped myself before getting too emotional because if I talk about that time and really think about it, I can, even now I kind of go to a different place. But it was a very emotional night. And I was so honoured to be there for that cause. I was so nervous and so overwhelmed being at Buckingham Palace and in the room where they have the investitures, and it wasn't a lively crowd. I mean, they're quite kind of, everyone's too scared to make the first noise. But they were attentive and they really appreciated when I did share a little bit, which was basically saying, I've done these kind of things, not at Buckingham Palace, but events for cancer charities from years and years and years ago. And I said I did them at the time with as much heart as I could. But after you have your own story with that and your own experience, the amount of heart you're doing it with is more. That's the most I could do then, and now I'm giving as much as I can. And I just said continued research is really important, and I'm testament to research that's gone before. So yeah, it was lovely and nerve-wracking and very important.
Well, I guess you're a shining example of a survivor for people who are potentially in that moment having to go through the battle themselves.
It did strike me that I'm there in a beautiful dress and a lovely band and life's great. I was that person in a hospital bed. I was that person dependent on family, friends, and research and medical teams and help. And it really brought it home. And then I had to sing a few more songs, so I had to just pull myself back together.
Well, Kylie, you are amazing. Back at the top of the charts. Amazing party. Thank you so much for being part of our big night.
Is he going to be the first one in the pool party?
Of course I will. I don't know about you, but it was genuinely so uplifting for me to hear Kylie in such a good place because, of course, remember in our last podcast just a few months ago, she was still really getting over the split from her fiancé. If you want to listen to that interview where she tells all of the story behind that heartbreak and also her new album, then you can look back in the back catalogue right now. And in fact, please subscribe to the Dan Wotton interview because there's loads of other big name A-list interviews from loads of big stars like Celine Dion, Meghan Trainor, Gary Barlow. They're all there waiting for you to listen to right now. But of course, it was Gemma Collins, the GC, who was on the podcast last time. And wow, what a huge reaction we had. Of course, she made this revelation that she had made a sex tape and was planning potentially to sell it if she got £1 million offer. Now, she went on Loose Women and seemed to backtrack slightly when she was put on the spot. But I just did want to clarify that if you actually listen to what Gemma said, she at no point said that the sex tape didn't exist. She did say that she wanted to make it an entertaining interview, and it definitely was. So listen back if you haven't already. But loads of feedback, of course. Graham Burton, he wasn't so keen on the interview with Gemma. He said, how desperate is she to have the brass neck to assume the public care enough to pay £1 million for a sex tape? Wind it in, love. And on the similar note, Lucinda J said, I'll pay £2 million for the sex tape to stay hidden. How cruel. But there was lots of positive feedback, though, as well. Rob Cooper, he tweeted to say, I'm only 5 minutes into Dan Wotton's podcast with Gemma Collins, and I'm literally screaming with laughter. On a similar vein, Alan said, had to stop listening to the Dan Wotton podcast with Gemma Collins at work. Couldn't control my laughing when she was telling her story about the BBC Awards. And Mickey Cairns, now remember, this was on the back of the fact that Gemma made some big claims in terms of Theresa May and Brexit. And Mickey wrote to say, she would sort out Brexit? I doubt whether she knows what it is. And as for being a diva, she thinks that's a quality. And RP Puru summed things up when she said, as far as I'm concerned, this woman can say and do as she pleases. I find her hilarious. I just love her. And you know what? That's how I feel about Gemma too. She absolutely is entertaining. I believed everything she told me, but the point is, these are just the types of stories that maybe you're happy to share in this type of podcast environment. A little bit more uncomfortable when they're discussed on national television in front of a large audience. But thank you so much for listening today. Of course, as I say, just subscribe. You'll get our A-list interviews first, and you can then listen to all of the other interviews that we've done totally for free. And we've got a big comeback guest coming up very soon. I can't wait to speak to you then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.